Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Before the break, we heard Real Talk contributor David Pate explain some of the factors that helped children who grew up in low-income homes achieve success later in life. One of those factors was the ability to work in a job as a young person. Helping youth get that critical experience is at the heart of the Youth Employment Services, or YES, program. It's run by the Milwaukee nonprofit St. Charles Youth and Family Services, Inc., a social service agency that serves at-risk youth and their families. Last year, St. Charles opened Repurpose, a nonprofit resale shop in Sherman Park, to serve as a training ground for these young people to learn on-the-job work skills. I visited Repurpose last year shortly after its opening to learn more about the YES program and spoke with St. Charles' Scott Carpenter. He describes where we were sitting.
We are in the back classroom of the Repurpose resale store, and it's the classroom where we utilize to teach our young people who are in our program. We spend the first month, two nights a week, in this back room. And we teach them all the stuff that preps them to work in retail and customer service types of jobs. And so it's a great place. The kids are able to learn a lot of the stuff that they need to be successful in their first parts of work. And so this is where it starts.
Well, tell me about the genesis of the YES program. How did it get started? What need were you responding to when St. Charles began this?
What happens is when we're working with young people in any kind of form, whether it's in alternative education, residential treatment, any of those areas, kids want to work. Hey, can you get me a job? Hey, you know, can you hire me here? They want to work. And many times, there's not a lot of opportunity for them to work. And you pair that with some barriers that they might have to enter into the workforce, and we're kind of setting up kids not to be successful. So what we started to do is say, hey, let's take a look at how we can do this. And we worked with some funding sources to say, let's work at how we can put together a program that helps young people become successful in their entry to the workforce. And so we started with custodial care stuff, and we started to train them in custodial care and how to do things properly and how to be safe with what they do. We also brought online a food service training, and now our third area is in retail and customer service. And with those three, we figure that we are hitting a lot of the entry-level jobs that young people would be walking into in some way, shape, or form. And we said, let's make this commitment. Let's leverage resources that St. Charles has as an organization, and let's create a meaningful training experience and then a work opportunity for young people to learn both the soft skills and hard skills that are needed in those different areas.
What have been the opportunities that these young people have missed out on that this provides them with? I mean, what are the struggles that they're facing in their lives outside of the program that makes this the opportunity that it is?
One of our young people, when asked kind of what brought him here, he summed it up very well and said, I hung out with the wrong crowd. And you can read into that, because when people hang out with the wrong crowd, they can get themselves in trouble. They can go down a lot of different paths. And I don't want to paint that as a broad brush with all of our young people. Some might be struggling with some emotional issues, or some might be struggling with court issues or academic issues or family issues. It's hard to kind of clump things all together. Their struggles are real. Their struggles are real. Sometimes they're systemic. Some families may not be very supportive. Some of them may not have a strong family connection. They might be in foster care or in group homes or in residential treatment. So they come in from all different situations. And I think the opportunity really is there's not a lot out there for young people to do in the realm of training for jobs. And so I think that this is a great opportunity that the general public doesn't have a lot of, and it's a good opportunity to keep them busy, keep them occupied into something positive. Many of them will say, when I ask, why do you want to work? I want to stay out of trouble. I want to stay busy. I want to be productive. I want to earn money so I can be independent. And that's reality for them. They don't want to have to rely on other people. They're 16, 17, 18-year-olds that are looking at independence. And that's a reality for anybody that age.
You mentioned the barriers that some of your students would be facing. Can you talk a little bit more about those?
Sure. Sometimes the barriers are anything from lack of opportunity, lack of confidence, feeling like some of our young people have to struggle with their past, and so they can't move forward. And so this is kind of a clean slate for them. And we say, this is building your work reputation. This is a different reputation for you, and this is how you can show that you can do something different in your life. There's other barriers, like sometimes it's transportation, or sometimes it's, you know, life happens to our young people. And sometimes the biggest struggle that they have is figuring out how to balance life and when things happen and still be committed to work. We're not expecting our young people to be perfect. We're expecting them to learn, and sometimes even learning from, I'm overwhelmed right now, I can't do this right now, and having that conversation with a boss about that is helpful, even though it might not be how we would traditionally look at work. When there's those hiccups, we want them to make sure that they are learning the proper way of dealing with those things. Don't burn bridges. Don't just not show up. Don't do no call, no show. Those are the things that we're working with them every day to do. And so that's part of the soft skills. That's part of the coaching. It's part of the whole experience. This is not just teaching a skill and then it magically appears. It's really about coaching them and what happens when and how do you handle that and how do you talk to your boss about that and how do you get through that and still hold your job.
So how does the process even begin? Does a student, young person come to you and say, gee, I'd like to learn this stuff, or are you kind of recruiting out there in the community?
Well, we're working with part of Milwaukee County who allows us to do this as a service for their clients. And so they refer to the YES program. And what happens is we take a look at pretty much every referral and say, what's going to match your skills the best? A lot of our young people have been said no to a lot. And so we say, come on in. Let's get this started. Let's try this. Let's establish some, you know, professional expectations, and let's see if you can rise to that.
Let's say yes.
And yeah, let's say yes to this. Let's not say no. And it's really through that process where they are going to say, this is an opportunity, and I'm going to show that I can show up on time, and I'm going to show that I can show every day for work, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to develop my resume, and I'm going to learn interview skills, and I'm going to do all those things. And the vast majority of the kids just soak it up. They love this concept. They love being proud of their paychecks and of their staff recognition and their YES shirts that say now they're part of the crew and when they get their certificates and all of those things that go along with work that many times adults forget are positive things because it's the grind of work. But our young people, for the first time, they're excited about their work permits and they're excited about, you know, how did I do in my interview and all of those things. And you can just see the enthusiasm with them. And I think it's beneficial.
So when you have a young person refer to you, you figure out kind of where they might begin. Do they immediately go into classes? How does the teaching begin?
We start, we're able to work with them for 4 months. And so each track, whether it's custodial care or food service or retail, starts with the first month of class. And it's about 30 hours of class time. We set up our teaching environment to be 3 hours during their class time. The first hour and a half is typically classroom experience. So we're teaching the skills of how to create a resume, how to find a job, how to interview. We're teaching the custodial care stuff. We're teaching how to work with customers. We're teaching all of those things depending on which track they're in. And then we take the other half of the night and we spend it practicing. So if they learn how to clean the bathroom, tonight, they're out practicing cleaning the bathroom. If they learned how to price items and sort items in a resale store, they're out doing that. If we're talking about how to deal with difficult customers, then we play the role of difficult customers and challenge them a little bit and see how they respond. And sometems they do really well and sometimes they freeze, and that's reality, but that is how they learn and how they... We'd rather have them do that with people they're comfortable with than get out into the workforce and just freeze in a job. And so we tell our young people, this is practice time. We don't expect you to be perfect. We want you to try. And it'll be a safe place to try and to learn. And we're going to push you a little bit. We're going to challenge you a little bit. But it is really about how do you get past all that stuff so that when you work in the workforce, you are prepared.
After class, then does the real work start?
Yes. Then after that first month, if they are able to complete all of their obligations and earn their certificates and pass all of their curriculum, they then earn a spot on our crews. And so then they work for 3 months, and they get scheduled like part-time work, and they get paid like part-time work, and they have different bosses at that point, and they get feedback and evaluation and all the stuff that goes along with the job. We sometimes have an extra understanding of some of the struggles, and so we might be a little bit more patient with them if they are saying that something's happening at home and I struggled to get to work, and we try to correct that, and we bring all of our resources to the table so that we can see if they can make that turn, learn, and grow from that. So for 3 months, they're able to then be a part of that work crew, and then post that, then we start to work with them to try to find jobs in the community in areas that would be similar to what they're doing here.
Now, given the economy and how difficult it is for people to find jobs, just in general, are the young people who are going through the YES program, are they finding it difficult after they've gone through it, or does it really give them a leg up?
It gives them a little bit of a leg up. Our career coaches work with different organizations to kind of help create some inroads and to talk about our training. And what we're able to really do is say to employers, hey, we got some of the basics already covered. We're teaching them the safety stuff. We're teaching them how to use things properly, how to do those basic things. And we can say, here is their track record in 4 months of work. This is what their attendance has been like, so on and so forth. So it still is a struggle. I'm not going to say that it's not. But I think that they have a much more competitive advantage than if they didn't have this. Because sometimes it's just... our young people anywhere sometimes just don't know what they don't know. They might not know what to wear to an interview or what to say in an interview or what to avoid when you're introducing yourself or all of those things. And we go over all those things. So even that, we've heard from employers, that sets them apart. They know what to do. They come in with a more professional demeanor than somebody else just walking off the street and saying, hey, are you looking for anybody to work here? You know, so I think it provides them with a really good foundation for them to get started.
Well, tell me about what goes on here at the store. Once the young people graduate into the actual job, you know, what are they doing each day?
Yeah, and they are. They start out as interns. We talk about that, and then they become store clerks. And so the program is built on kind of that graduation to the next step. What do they do every day? They do everything from greeting customers. They're working the register. They are doing back of the house stuff, sorting donations, cleaning donations. They are a part of cleaning the store, making sure that the store looks nice. They're a part of every part of our running.
So most of your customers, do they know about the broader mission of the store, that, you know, it is a training ground for young people for future employment?
We take every opportunity to tell them that, and they love it. And they say, this is why I want to do business here, or I'm going to come back, or I'm going to tell everybody, or can I take a flyer, or my church group has got to get here. Word spreads. They understand as well that young people need these types of opportunities. And so, yeah, we're not afraid of putting our mission right out there in front and letting everybody know.
Well, Scott Carpenter, thank you so much for giving us a little insight into the YES program.
Thank you so much.
Scott Carpenter is the Vice President of Organizational Development for the Milwaukee Social Services Agency, St. Charles Youth and Family Services, Inc. It runs the YES program, teaching at-risk youth job skills out of its repurpose resale shop in Sherman Park. You can hear some of the young YES program participants talk about their work as supplemental audio on wuwm.com/lakeeffect. A break now, and in just a moment, an author from Wisconsin puts a spin on the traditional book tour. He's doing it by bike. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.